Hello. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse. And as always, we're wishing you the best. And we love to meet you in person if you'd like to come to any class that we give. Dr. Eugene Zamperone and myself have been very, very busy presenting all over the country, as we always are. And the best place to find the events is go to naturalnurse.com under schedule. We have free events such as American Herbalist Guild meetings, which are free and open to the public, where we go out and take people into the field to learn about edible and medicinal plants. And we do have classes going on all over the country. One of the places I'll be doing a workshop is in Saratoga Springs, New York. And that is very relevant to our show today because we are going to bring on a healer and lecturer who is associated with Saratoga Springs, and that is Mr. Trent Millay. He is the president of the Mohawk Hudson Dowsers. He teaches dowsing and radionics and lectures about water nationwide, as he will be doing on our show today. He holds a certificate in bioharmonics and also has developed something called, and we'll ask him what it's about, the optic phonic system of communicating with water. Trent has concentrated the last years on research, experiences, medical history, and revalidating the healing waters of Saratoga. He does informational tours of the mineral water of Saratoga Springs in partnership with the Roosevelt Baths and Spa, which is a wonderful place to go. He has presented nationwide on the benefits of Saratoga's water and has been a presenter on various radio and TV shows, as he will be doing today right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. So thank you so much for joining us, Trent.
Hi, Ellen. Good morning.
Well, I imagine you were there because first they said there was a little trouble getting through, but apparently we're there, so that's great.
That we are.
I know it's a little early, but we're happy that you're able to join us today. And where you are right now is in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Yes,
correct?
I'm at the Roosevelt Bath and Spas in Saratoga State Spa Park, originally called Saratoga State Spa Reservation.
I think a very good place to start our conversation. First of all, I'd like people to know that this is a physical location that's a wonderful destination in terms of healing waters, healing springs, relaxation, and they also have a very world-famous horse racing ring. You know, there's a lot of things to do up in Saratoga, and I'm very excited to be a scheduled presenter up there as well. So let's talk about a little bit, because you just alluded to another name that was used for the Roosevelt Bath and Spas and the history of that particular place.
Yeah, it's particularly exciting. Tomorrow is our 80th anniversary celebration of Roosevelt, the Saratoga State Spa Reservation, as it was called, being built. It was the first project finished by the WPA during the Depression, and it was a desire of President Roosevelt to build this facility, 2,200 acres, for health for all Americans. And so it's a very exciting time to celebrate 80 years of the potential here.
And of course, yeah, so it's actually 80 years old. Now, what was President Roosevelt's interest in the spa?
Well, President Roosevelt, when he was a child, had been to the great medical spas of Europe. And at that time, Saratoga was already known as having the finest healing waters on the planet. So it was his desire to build literally the world's greatest spa facility, spa being Sanus Par Aqua, health through water. And, of course, when he developed polio, he loved, and he also died at Warm Springs, Georgia, because they developed hydrotherapy for polio. But if you ask President Roosevelt, where do I go for health, healing, and wellness around waters, He said Saratoga Springs. So literally everything on this 2,200 acres was built to complement spa therapy. The Avenue of the Pines, which is the entrance to the park, is the perfect length, so when you got off the train and walked to the bathhouse, you were in the ideal aerobic condition to accept the benefits of the naturally carbonated water. The 9-hole, 29-par golf course here is the only golf course in the world designed by cardiac specialists and heart doctors and cardiovascular doctors for recovering cardiac patients. And we were the center for cardiovascular recovery, again, because of the benefits of the water in the days before angioplasty, heart valve surgery, and the slice and dice methods. So it's
I'm very interested by everything you're saying, but one in particular I want you to repeat because that's news to me. How did we develop the word spa?
It comes from the Latin word sanus par aqua, health through water.
Wow.
And we usually credit Spa Belgium for being the origin of the common word, but it was named health through water, of course, by the Romans. Water is
so
the oldest.
Everybody can relate to the word spa. Of course, the meaning has expanded because we can go to spas, but they often do involve some kind of water therapy, although it's going to be city water, chlorinated water, and some kind of hot tub, not a natural healing springs.
And a spa, of course, for me is about water, natural water.
Wow.
And of course, the also developed down here, the Hall of Springs, was one of Saratoga's great drinking halls, and that meant drinking water. You'd go to these halls, you'd get your water at whatever prescribed temperature, amount, and what time or times of day you were to drink it was very important, and how long you took to drink a specific amount. So you could go to these great drinking halls and get, say, a digestive water at 40, 65, or 70 degrees, whatever, in 3, 6, 8, 12-ounce amounts that way. The Simon Baruch Water Laboratory was built down here to be the greatest water laboratory in the planet. And it was fulfilling that role until World War II and politics came along to end that flow. Trace elements were first identified at the Simon Baruch Lab, and a great deal of the world's best work on the iron molecule, especially as it related to the human body, was done at that laboratory. And then the Roosevelt 1 and 2 bathhouses were built. The state already had the Lincoln Bath and the Washington Bathhouse. Lincoln Bath could give 4,500 baths a day. A day.
Wow.
What a bathhouse that was. Roosevelt
2
bathhouse.
And, you know, this isn't so long ago in history. You're talking about it being built 80 years ago or... it must have been used perhaps by the native people in the area long before that as well.
That's a fascinating story there. High Rock Spring, up on High Rock Avenue, and Joanne Yebsen, our mayor here in Saratoga, just had that reboard and turned back on for the first time since 1911 that way. High Rock was the spring the Native Americans brought General Johnson to in 1767 to heal. And that put Saratoga on the white man's map. Before that, it was listed as Indian territory. George Washington wanted to buy that spring. He bought Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. And that's a simply and a literally divine water down there at Berkeley Springs, if you ever have a chance to experience it. Joseph Bonaparte, Napoleon Bonaparte's brother, desperately tried to buy High Rock Spring during his 6 years in Saratoga. When they dug down below it in the 1800s, they found a wood corral 7 feet underground around it, built an estimated 600 to 900 years ago. 17 feet underground, they found the remnants of a man-made wood fire they said in 1870 was built 5,800 years ago. So if anybody asks how long have people been coming to Saratoga to heal with the waters, at least 2,000 years before Christ walked this planet that we know of. That's a history.
That's for sure. And then it's interesting to see how the politics has evolved, because first, of course, you're talking about leaders throughout the American history. You're talking about George Washington, and closer to current times, you're talking about Roosevelt, and lots of other phenomenal doctors and healers were deeply involved in using the spa therapy, both to soak in and to take internally as part of a conventional medical prescription.
Yeah, of course, the world's greatest doctors were brought in, as well as design experts on delivering spa water and naturally carbonated water to build this facility that way. President Roosevelt wanted a 500-room VA hospital here. That was canceled in 1948, our busiest year ever. 1949, they went from advertising Saratoga as a health resort and advertising all the benefits of the individual waters for health, wellness, and healing to advertising it as a recreational resort and tagged the recreational expenses onto the bathhouses. Up until about 1960, 1962, the bathhouses had doctors and nurses available. Your insurance covered the baths by prescription, and New York covered people with prescriptions without insurance. And we had 65 distinctly different waters used for those benefits. By the time Governor Rockefeller left office, the doctors and nurses were gone, the insurance was no longer paying, and we only had 22 waters. So there's a feeling that politics was involved in that.
A feeling? It seems like a pretty direct relationship that politics was involved in that.
It most certainly was, and of course, Governor Rockefeller is also listed as having not been particularly enamored by homeopathics, which he stepped on some. And it's interesting to think Germany will prescribe 105 million treatments in various types of mineral water as medicine this year. Japan will send 6 million people to mineral water for various types of drinking, bathing, poultice, and hydrotherapy to mineral water. France, 42,000 children alone. And all of those countries will tell you Saratoga Springs, New York, has the finest quality waters on the planet for that health, healing, and wellness. In the 1920s, European doctors were saying, why are Americans coming to Europe when they have Saratoga? By 1938, when this facility was well known, they were asking why Europeans were not flocking to Saratoga Springs. Roosevelt Bath and Spas is the only bathhouse that I know of in the continent with naturally carbonated water. We're also a bicarbonate water. And Hungary, Spain, and Japan right now is doing tremendous medical research on bicarbonate water benefit for diabetes. Now, when you get in naturally carbonated water, your heart goes into a state of rest and just chills out and relaxes. In other words, medically and athletically speaking, workload in the heart goes down. Up to 3 to 5 times the amount of carbon dioxide normally extracted from the bloodstream is pulled out of the body. In other words, CO2 saturation levels drop significantly. Because of vascular dilation, which explains the lack of workload on the heart, a blood flow can go up as much as 3 to 5 times. Blood pressure equalizes. By the medical records worldwide today, and formerly here, low blood pressure goes up an average of 5 points. High blood pressure drops 10 or 15 points or down to normal, and with a series of baths, has a tendency to stay regulated for a period of time afterwards. Oxygen levels can triple. Because of the natural, not what psychiatrists and doctors give you, natural lithium that helped develop our brain cells and much of our nervous system, you get out of the baths with that feeling of, never mind the cell phone, the world's fine for an hour, this bliss. And, of course, worldwide, the standard protocol is a 20-minute bath and a 20-minute rest. So I suggest people go into the Roosevelt Lounge, cocoon yourself in that bubble of bliss, And about 45 minutes later, because of all the things I just mentioned, your eyes pop open, you're feeling a bit mischievous, and it's, honey, you are going to take me dancing tonight because I am ready to go out with this extra energy and this physical energization. I say it athleticizes you. As a treatment protocol, again, worldwide, and formerly here where much of the research was done, this type of water has a 93.1% success rate in osteoarthritis, 93.9% in rheumatoid arthritis. We treated all types of arthritic rheumatoid-type conditions that way, 89% success rate in gout. When Dr. Les Moore, our country's top balneologist is a bath doctor, spoke here, he showed the statistics from European countries on fibromyalgia relief in this water. I know six women who are using this water, this bathhouse, for fibromyalgia. They take one bath a week, and one of them a little while ago put it very well when she said, until I went to visit my sister for 6 weeks, I forgot I had the disease. And that's just one of our 17 waters.
Now, of course, here on the radio, right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, we can give out safely and legally this information, which is so well documented. I can't believe the number of books that you sent me, articles from old newspapers that you sent. So much of this information is completely documented in medical literature in terms of specific, and I'm going to say the word, specific disease amelioration and disease cures that can be linked to visiting a hot springs, specifically the Saratoga Hot Springs, and using these baths. Yet, politically, there has been a vast array of attacks on not only the hot springs, but all aspects of natural medicine, such as herbal medicine. Currently, as we speak, they are going after homeopathy, since you brought homeopathy up, Trent. And people can get more politically active and help that. But in terms of personal health and healing, luckily we're still able to talk about these things. But at some of these specific waters, and we can go into which ones, you can't have a sign saying, you know, bathe for 20 minutes and then get out for arthritis relief or fibromyalgia relief. You have to sort of just get it through the grapevine.
That's true. One of the books I appreciate, Nathaniel Altman's Healing Springs. The book is called Healing Springs. You can look up the disease. He'll tell you which waters and which spas worldwide treat that disease and why. Or you can look up the waters and it'll lead you to the spa and the disease, or you can look up the spa. And he lists some of the reports that are coming from areas like Hungary, Japan, Spain, Germany, on the research being done today in the latest fashion that validates the research done really starting about 1800 in the world's waters, with Saratoga as the finest example. So that's an excellent book. For Saratoga, Grace Swanner's Saratoga Queen of Spas, no longer being published, is the Bible for Saratoga. And I've compiled a small book, Health, Renewal, and Healing with the Waters of Saratoga, with some of those facts in it. So it's
I don't
amazing.
Have that book. I'll have to get a copy because I am on my way to actually be a presenter at the Saratoga Springs. And, of course, Trent has set this entire visit up. I'm so looking forward to it. And, Trent, we're just going to take a little break right now to, have a station ID and just have a little break, and then we'll come back and we will continue our fascinating discussion with Trent Miller. You can find him on Facebook at Saratoga Water Witch. And also, of course, they have a website for the Roosevelt Bath and Spa. So we will be right back right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll talk about high blood pressure or hypertension.
Hypertension or high blood pressure is a disease of the Western world and a product of modern civilization. cultures that continue to adhere to an indigenous lifestyle, which includes low stress levels, a non-refined whole foods diet, as well as vigorous exercise, experience virtually no episodes of essential hypertension. It is very interesting to note that when individuals from these societies emigrate to Western countries and adopt Western habits, they too fall prey to hypertension. Naturopathic treatment of hypertension has not changed essentially in the last century. The mainstay of the treatment still relies on diet, exercise, stress reduction, lifestyle modification, with secondary support from other modalities such as hypotensive phytotherapy or herbal medicine, hydrotherapy, which is the therapeutic use of water, clinical nutrition, as well as homeopathy. We'll focus on phytotherapy in this edition of the Natural Medicine Chest.
Let's talk about Taraxacum officinalis. This is an unpopular nuisance to many homeowners trying to build that perfect lawn. However, this common weed, the dandelion, is a powerful yet safe botanical medicine for the treatment of hypertension. In a Romania study in 1974, the common dandelion was found to be as potent a diuretic as a commonly used drug called Lasix. Dandelion, however, due to its rich levels of potassium, acted against potassium ion depletion, a dangerous condition known as hypokalemia, seen as a side effect of many antihypertensive drugs which promote diuresis. The leaf of the dandelion was a more effective medicine than the root, although the root is utilized by naturopathic physicians and has a powerful liver-specific medicinal quality.
Crataegus oxycantha, also known in the vernacular as hawthorn, is a common tree in the family Rosaceae, or the rose family. Extracts of the plant in the Western literature date back far beyond the Middle Ages. Even the Chinese were privy to its usage, especially as a digestive tonic. The therapeutic principles are found in extracts from the leaves, berry-like fruits, as well as the flowers. In Europe, Crataegus is well respected for its effects at lowering blood pressure, blood lipids, reducing angina attacks, and preventing and perhaps reversing atherosclerotic deposition in arterial walls. This plant has demonstrated a remarkable safety record, but because of its powerful effects, it should not be used with certain cardiac or hypotensive drugs and should be used by a qualified practitioner of alternative medicine.
Other herbs are also helpful for hypertension, such as garlic, olive, and olive oil, and ginkgo biloba.
So if the pressures of life are making your blood boil, don't forget about these herbal medicines the next time you reach into the Natural Medicine Chest.
Welcome back once again right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. This is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, and we have lots of things available for you. If you go to naturalnurse.com, click on books, you'll see that Dr. Zamperone and I offer many books that we have written, such as The Alternative Medicine Definitive Guide, and in that book we discuss the use of spa, we discuss the use of hydrotherapy, which we are talking with our guest today about. We discuss the use of natural spring waters, the history of it, the political history of it, and the fact that these waters exist on the planet for you. So that's one place you can find out more about today's show. And then we have lots of classes where you can actually join us in person, and you can take a walk, find out what plants are right in front of your face that you can use for food and medicine, learn how to prepare them into extracts, tinctures, salves, and all of this now is also available online. I would say that's, you know, a newer invention since we've been doing this so long. So online we give herbal certification courses. Right now, practices going on in herbal medicine, aromatherapy, homeopathy, and several other topics where we actually can teach you, where we're together in real time but online, how to become certified in all of those different topics. And we have those classes. They're set up basically on an individual basis at your convenience. So today we have as our guest Mr. Trent Millay. He is the president of the Mohawk Hudson Dowsers, and he teaches in actual lectures at the Saratoga Springs Spa. If you're thinking of one of the best possible places to go on vacation, there couldn't be a better choice. I cannot wait till I'm up there doing some classes and hanging out with Trent in the healing waters. You can find him at Facebook, Saratoga Water Witch, I think is what it is. We'll let Trent come back on and tell us exactly how to get in touch with him. So thank you so much for being our guest today, Trent.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Ellen. Yes.
And I'd also just like to mention that you were missed at a conference I just got back from, I guess last night, which is the United States Psychotronic Association meeting. And it was interesting because you were texting me right while I was involved in lectures there. So there was, you know, we know you're connected there spiritually, even if you weren't there physically.
Yeah, I think the United States Psychotronics Organization is one of the greatest think tanks this planet's ever had, and certainly one of the last of the great mystery schools available to people.
I have to agree. Now, tell us about your optic phonic system, since that sort of fits into that where we're talking about communicating with water.
Well, you know, this is, it was interesting. Years ago, as I was working with the water, I mentioned the sound in water. I'm qualified in bioharmonics and harmonics of healing, which grew back my slip disc and a rotor cup. I've seen it do amazing things. Harmonics of healing is based on Pythagoras' frequencies that created the molecular pattern of everything, which is based off of Barbara Hero's Lambdoma keyboard. Bioharmonics, for instance, if we record your voice and you're not utilizing potassium, 19.18 or 19.21 hertz will not be in your voice. So I was talking to people about the fact that getting sound through air is like getting a massage under 3 feet of cotton, and that putting sound in water is a direct transmission method to the liquid selves, the water miracle we are. And everybody, I had mentioned that you have these cybernetic patterns that sound creates in sand and metal chips, and we've seen things like that. And everybody wanted to see it. So I took a pan of just an eighth of an inch in a flat pie pan of water, put a speaker on its back, put the pan of water on the speaker, and started playing tones from a good organ keyboard. It doesn't have to be an expensive one, just has to be very solid. And I could see the cybernetic, cymatic patterns being developed in the water. And the water said to me, put a bit of the light in me. And I thought, well, geez, I've often described one of our waters, it has a slight amount of radon in it, is having light in it that warm the beings in our body, some call cells. And that was a Polaris water. So I was working with an iron water known as Old Red, and I thought, well, I'll get to you, Polaris, as if the water was asking me to use that. And it said, no, put a bit of the light in me. I thought, well, geez, what does that mean? And I was gazing off into the distance, so I went to the Hunic aspect of what is my body telling me, and I happened to be looking at my laser light. So I picked up the laser, I bounced it off the water onto the white wall behind it, and I got this amazing sacred geometric pattern. And as I changed the tone that I was playing to the water, the pattern changed. It went from a rotating star to more of a infinity loop, or it would go to an eight-sided or dodecahedron, octadecahedron, that way. And I soon discovered that if you changed the tone, the pattern changed. If you affected the water in any way, put a drop of iodine in it, put a drop of another water in it, passed a magnet over it, added saliva to it, it completely changed the pattern. For instance, when you play a solid note from a Native American flute, I would get four, six, eight-pointed star. If I scanned the laser across the water, I got the star from every angle. The better the molecular pattern of the water, the tighter the pattern. In other words, I would barely move the laser and I'd get the pattern again. The more polluted or disrupted the water is, sometimes I'd have to scan a half an inch to get the pattern. And it would rotate.
So was there any way you were able to photograph these results so that in a future event we could actually do a presentation about that?
Yes. I do need a better camera to photograph it because of what happens in using any kind of light. You can't see the laser as well. And it's interesting, you can think at the water and it will change the pattern. You can bless the water, reiki it. The pattern might be going in a clockwise direction, and it will stop and go in a counterclockwise direction.
Or you know, that sounds very similar to Dr. Emoto's work. For those of our listeners who are not familiar with Dr. Emoto, you can easily Google him, and he actually showed that water can hold intentionality and emotion and wrote an entire book about that. So it sounds like you're doing a similar thing in terms of actually getting a change in the water depending on what's being actually affecting that water.
Very, very much so, Ellen. I worked with Dr. Emoto at the Wake the Lake Festival at Lake Champlain, and he was fascinated by my device. One of the things Dr. Emoto, of course, he started freezing water to look at the crystalline structure of it. And he'd look at sacred waters and average waters and polluted waters that way. And you'd get a polluted water, and it looked like a smashed rock. You'd get a blessed water or a sacred water, and you'd get this beautiful laminar flow snowflake-looking crystal. So he started playing music to water that was still chargeable. It hadn't been chlorinated or ruined. And seeing the effect when he froze it precisely the same way every time on the amazing crystals that would develop when it was exposed to, say, Swan Lake. Heavy metal would just break the crystal up and it wouldn't exist. So he ended up showing the word hate or war to water. You freeze it and you get what looks like a rock somebody stepped on. Take the same water, show it the word love or peace, freeze it exactly the same way, and you have this beautiful snowflake-like crystal. Now, we're 70% water. So if I say I love you, and any part of me means it, I have given 70% of your physical potential the right to blossom to its fullness. Now, does it make any difference if I say it once? Eh. If a child hears it three times a day, does it make a difference? You bet you. And I thought Dr. Emoto showed the effect of the word you fool on water. And it looked like a donut sinking into a swamp. Now, when you showed it the word you fool in Japanese, it was slightly different, showing that water's consciousness could tell the difference between cultural expression. And I thought to every parent in the room at that time when he showed that, do you see the difference between telling a child they're a bad child and telling them they're a child doing a bad thing? One assigns it physically. The other is just an action that child can change. Dr. Emoto was amazing. He died, I think, about last October. And
yeah, unfortunately, we lost a wonderful, wonderful researcher and healer. But luckily, we still have you on the Planet Trent doing all this fantastic work. Now, you're talking here about things that many of people in our audience might be grasping in terms of, you know, the physical, spiritual connection of what goes on with water. But let's bring the conversation back to some of the fantastic medical studies that actually have been done on specific healing effects of specific water that is still available at Saratoga Springs.
Yeah, the Greek philosopher Hermes said that water is necessary for anything to manifest itself. We're 70% water. When you were in your mother's sacred temple, first trimester, you were 96% water, and it was the waters of Saratoga. I'll give you an example of some of the things that thrill me. I got a call from a woman the other day. I was up getting geyser water, which geyser is the name of the spring. It was shipped worldwide until the 1970s for digestion and nervous tension. It contains 3 potassiums, 4 chlorides, 6 sodiums, all electrolytes, perfect calcium to magnesium balance, 1,100 parts calcium to 600 parts magnesium, and natural lithium. The regimen for digestion for geyser would have been 6 ounces halfway between meals, right between breakfast and lunch, then between lunch and dinner, 6 ounces at moderate, just below room temperature, sipped over 15 minutes. For nervous tension, after it's set in the bottle for a day or so, our waters are much more prescriptive when they're fresh. The minerals oxidize and are less prescriptive afterwards. You shake it up the next day. It's a bit cloudy, but so is lemonade. That's when you drink it for nervous tension. I got a call from a woman. I talked to her about it. She called me up in tears and said, this is the first time in 2.5 years my 17-year-old daughter has been out of severe digestive pain. Upper and lower GIs, not pleasant for anybody, but extremely unpleasant for a young lady. 3 digestive enzymes, 4 medicines, and in 4 days of drinking geyser, she was out of pain. And I'm anxious to hear back. I'm sure by now she's off the digestive enzymes. I came to Saratoga with a 20-year skin problem that the doctors could not define. I'd been on digestive enzymes 3.5 years. 4 days after arriving, the symptoms of both conditions were gone. After 20 years of recording health and medical conferences, I had to know why. That's when I got into the medical records. This was at the turn of the century, so I started hanging around the spring 6 and 8 hours at a time, talking to 80, 90, and 100-year-old people in excellent shape on how the doctors had used it, how it had been prescribed, where the lost springs were, what their reactions were. It was an amazement to me. Now, anything we do for 21 days becomes cellular-level habit. So even though the symptoms had disappeared in 4.5 days, I continued applying Old Red to my skin and drinking Hathorn water for a total of 21 days. I've left Saratoga for as much as 6 or 7 years and never had another symptom of either again. Hathorn was one of our other digestive waters. There are actually 2 Hathorns. One is a laxative. The other is a digestive water and highly alkaline. The regimen for Hathorn 1 in the middle of town is 1 or 2 6- or 8-ounce glasses 20 minutes or further before meals, or sip throughout the day for a condition. Not right at or right after meals because it's alkaline. I had a woman on my tour the other day. Before I started, she came up and wanted to tell everybody about this water she discovered, which was Hathorn. She had her 4th upper and lower GI scheduled to determine what they were going to resection in her intestines. On 4 or 5 medicines, had tried every digestive enzyme. She intuitively must have been using Hathorn the right way, because 4 days later she was out of pain. She canceled all of the operations, pulled herself off the medicine, and that was 4 years ago, and she's never had another problem. And it's the hundreds of people who have told me stories like that that you can't deny, Ellen. You can't. Not when you hear it over and over and over again. So I tell people, hang out at the springs and talk to people who have been using these waters about what they do. It's God knew what she was doing, and it's a miracle in every moment of our lives.
Of course, there is older books and articles, even in medical journals, documenting these things medically.
Yes. And today, the latest research in Europe is just Ono University in Japan has done huge amounts of work on Japanese Narawa water, which was presented at Psychotronics. It's a magnetic water. Run it through a pipe and it'll magnetize the pipe. On anti-aging, anti-dementia, helps for Alzheimer's, fibromyalgia, ADDH, blood pressure, that type of thing, hypertension. An amazing amount of research there. As I said, Nathaniel Altman's book mentions the research done in Spain, Hungary, and Japan on the benefits to diabetics with the use of bicarbonate water and moderate exercise. So the research is ongoing. I was reading in Simon Baruch's manual from the late 1800s the use of heat cabinets. These were cabinets full of light bulbs, and you wondered, well, all they did was get you sweaty, on the increase in red blood cells in the internal organs. They knew what they were doing.
Well, so true. You know, what we're going to do is we're going to turn the mantras back to the radio station here, because I want everyone to know about the fantastic shows, including The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, that you can hear. Where else could you get this information that we're sharing with you today? It is not only ancient, not only traditional, but also scientifically valid and energetically cutting edge. So if you're enjoying today's show, you can tell anyone you want to listen anytime, because it will be archived right here at Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, under Natural Nurse. Just scroll down to N, and there's lots of other fantastic shows right here on Gary Nell's Progressive Radio Network. So we're going to let this go to a station break, and then we'll be back continuing our conversation with Mr. Trent Millay about the Saratoga Healing Springs. We'll be right back with more. And welcome back once again to more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Thank you so much for joining us today for our show. And every Tuesday, 10 to 11 a.m., we do the show live. And then it's archived, so you can catch it any time that you'd like. And if you do have a question about today's program, guest, or topic, we actually have a few more minutes of show, and we can take your call. We could actually, I believe, take your call on air if you call into the station. And I will give you that number. I believe thinking the phone lines are back up. I know we've had a revamping of the phone situation, but I believe the phone lines are back up. And you can call at 888-874-4888. That's 888-874-4888. If you'd like to come on and ask a question about the Saratoga Healing Springs. So, Trent, thank you so much for being our guest today. I'd like to talk about how people actually can visit this area and stay at one of the fantastic hotels that are available. You know, this used to be a major, major resort for the presidents. We have to remember that. Even though it has fallen out of favor lately, mostly due to the political intervention in terms of trying to get people not to know about the healing effects of these fantastic waters. But it is open, and you, I think, a lot because of your own work, have gotten the local politicians involved in restoring the springs.
Yeah, it's been an amazement to have a mayor like we've got in appreciation of the waters coming back. That way, as you said, the world's greatest people flocked to Saratoga, and our waters were shipped worldwide. People love to say, oh, geez, that smelly water that tastes really weird. And, of course, in other countries, you have a mild mineral water at every meal, so you don't usually get to the point where you need the sea water strength waters to recover until you're depleted. So we had waters we shipped worldwide because they tasted so good. So they have been on the tables of every great prince and leader and czar on the planet over the years. 1948, the three state bathhouses alone gave 198,000 baths, and another 750,000 people came to Saratoga. Hundreds of thousands of the Holocaust victims healed here at Saratoga and Sharon Springs, 45 miles west of Albany. Prayers and intentions that that reopened. That was a sulfur water. New York had over 40 spas serving health and wellness, 312 waters. So I encourage people wherever you are to ask the older generations and look up what waters in your area. Anytime I've had somebody on my tours who said, oh, I grew up on a farm with sulfur water, I look at them and go, and you don't have any stomach problems, rheumatism, or skin problems. And they say something like, well, Uncle Joe's 99 and doesn't have any of those problems. And I go, neither do your parents, neither do your neighbors, neither do your animals. We knew when somebody had an egg-smelling water that provided a sulfur. We knew where somebody had a spring that was as red as Santa Claus's suit that the women would go to when they needed extra energy. So these waters were available all over the planet. None so coagulated in one area as Saratoga. We had at least 25 distinctly different waters in 65 variations among 200 springs. 17 of them still exist, thanks to Joanne, the Friends of Saratoga State Spa Park. Some of our locals like Adirondack Trust and Global Science, we've gone from 13 to 17 waters since I arrived 3 years ago. And the use of hydrotherapy is that you're familiar with, I like Diana Dinkin Buckman's book, The Home Book of Water Cures. And I love the way water works with me. I was looking for an example of hydrotherapy when I was lecturing at the American Society of Dowsers a number of years ago. And the American Society of Dowsers National Conference is going to be in Saratoga next June. I opened up the book, and I gave an example of hydrotherapy. You have a sore throat. You take a poultice of ice-cold water, wrap it around your throat, cover that with a wool scarf. Now, as we know, wool, when it gets wet, untwists and seals itself. That squeezes all of the liquid out of the cells of the throat, this ice-cold water, just like squeezing a sponge full of dirty water. As the poultice warms up, fresh, renewed liquid and blood from the liver rushes into the cells of the throat, just like putting that freshly squeezed sponge in fresh, clean water, and sucks that up into the throat, and it's a huge help for sore throat. And at the bottom it said, developed by Dr. McClellan at Saratoga State Spa Park. Dr. McClellan was our director from the late 20s until the late 60s here, and developed and put down many of the statistics that we now utilize. When I meet a doctor on my tours from Germany, Sweden, Yugoslavia, Romania, Russia, or Japan, they have studied the Saratogan waters and the work done here at Roosevelt Bath and Spa in their medical schools. Great time to come off season. Spend 3 to 10 days in the area at the Gideon Putnam Motel right on the edge of the ionized field. We're breathing the potassium iodine before 1 o'clock for hypothyroid. That would be Orinda water. And we have many of the Navy guys in the nuclear power plant who use it for that. And stay in the edge of the ionized field so you're breathing the negative ions. We have some of the finest forest here that was planted to provide oxygen when it matured, and it now is. And many of our people familiar with the European regiment come and stay 3 to 10 days for total renewal for the next year, just as they would or have learned to do in Europe. So it's a fascinating...
It's still going on that these healings are occurring, and of course it's just enjoyable. What about the area and the beauty of some of the inns?
You know, it's incredible here, Ellen. You don't have to be into architecture to look at a lot of the houses and structures in Saratoga and just go, oh, wow. We have amazing music venues. The Saratoga Performing Arts Theater is right next to Roosevelt Spa. Right now the American Ballet just left. The New York Symphony Orchestra is there, some of the modern people, everybody from the Moody Blues of our era to, you know, the later people. The town has great music, exceptional food and eating, whether it's the luxury New York level type foods or health provided by many of our locals that, you know, organic, natural foods. It's an amazing eating experience. And if you come to Saratoga off-season, I have never heard an argument in Saratoga except late night around the bars. You will see yoga people. You will see runners. You will see joggers. You will see bicyclists. The health of the average Saratogan is remarkable. And this town is full of amazing practitioners. We have many of them here at Roosevelt. I am constantly amazed at the level of caring and dedication here, not only at Roosevelt, but throughout the town, with cranial sacral, myofascial release, acupuncture, acupressure, massage, life coaching, every form of therapy and shamanistic art you can think of, and they all work together. It's a remarkable little ville here and an example for what a town can be when it embraces the waters. Because it is the water.
Yeah, and of course, I know there's a lot of inns. I am so looking forward to being there, being your guest, and being able to talk about some of the wild plants that grow there, which are probably also imbibed with the special level of minerals. And all of this is just natural. It happens to be an area where these hot springs bubble out of the earth and, of course, have been taken advantage of by humans for thousands of years that we know of, and only really recently have been politically maligned and shut down, you know, mostly because the pharmaceutical industry likes people to think that only drugs can heal their ills, which is so widely disproven.
And I don't want to, there are miracles available in modern medicine. I don't know how you access them if you have less than an 8 or 9 figure salary. For instance, at Clifton Springs Hospital, the other side of Rochester, you can walk into Clifton Springs Hospital, turn left down an aisle and get a bath in the original white sulfur water. So at that hospital, before and after a hip or knee replacement, you get 20 days of baths before and 20 days afterwards.
Wow, what is the name of that hospital? I never heard of that before. You're always so full of surprises.
Clifton Springs Hospital, and it was Dr. Les Moore, who was the head of integrative medicine there for years, that got the original white sulfur water. They got a dowser. That's why my Facebook page is the Water Witch. Water Witch is dowsing. To douse the original white sulfur water that was in the 500-room sanatorium there until the late 50s. And put it back in Clifton Springs Hospital. Remarkable.
So the water was already there. They just reopened the baths that brought the water in.
Correct. As you go east and west from through New York, you get a sulfur water. Sharon Springs, 45 miles west of Albany, gave 82,000 baths in a 12-week season.
Uh-oh. I think that means we're out of time. We got the little cue there. Sounds like they're going to play the music pretty soon. So why don't we wrap up by telling people how they can get in touch with you?
I will be updating my Facebook page shortly, which is the Saratoga Water Witch. The best way to get hold of me is through my email, which is spiritflytrent, SPIRITFLYTRENT at yahoo.com. or through the Roosevelt Baths and Spa can lead you there.
Which we'll be posting that as well, because the show will be archived. So thank you so much, and I really look forward to our time together.
I am so excited about you coming. It's going to be one of the best extra tours ever.
And listeners, until next week, we hope that you stay healthy. Fine.